Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live. Who needs Raw?
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to in 2017.
We take a couple days off.
Available.
We forgot how to podcast.
Available right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson and wherever podcasts are available, including iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, all those great places.
Yes.
We're also available at soundcloud.com/Steven Larson.
Yes.
And of course, we also no service again. It's telling me I have no service, Larson. My damn phone.
Uh-oh.
I'm bringing up the pledges for our Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Larson is 2017. Tell us one Patreon reward tier.
$1.
That's right. $1 is a reward tier on our Patreon.
You get one stream a month.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
our thanks.
The satisfaction of knowing that you're contributing to our programming here on Going In Raw.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to look up all the pledges for the last week. And we're going to see, I'm going to name out. I'm going to publicize them.
Okay.
I'm going to out these people.
I like your shirt.
You like this? New year, new clothing.
Yeah. I feel like you have a whole new wardrobe now.
Suplex wrestling. Yeah. I got this in Vegas. We went to Vegas.
Yeah.
And got hammered drunk.
Mm.
Not hammered drunk. I haven't been hammered drunk since my wedding. I have like, my tolerance is too high because I don't drink like hard stuff. That's my thing. Like a couple shots and I'm probably done.
Yeah.
But I just drink a lot of like beer.
Yeah.
And not particularly high alcohol content beer. So I just don't get drunk easily.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Well, you're the one reading it. So whenever you're ready.
Hidden paper face. Seb. Crazy Mike Lucas. Deep fried ball sack. Awesome. Deep fried ball sack. My new favorite patron. RJ Watkins, Nick Parsons, Martin Skintrade, McLaughlin, Archie H. Jones, Michael Pemberton, ya boy Zach, Alexander Barbera, Rory Grace, Bizkit Jones, Sabrina Santiago, Michael Geis, Jake Mazur, World Title, Drop Effin Hazard, Jordan Chaffiotti, Tomas Radowich, Harrison Ford. He put in money. Didn't he do it last week?
Yeah, I thought he did.
What the hell? Ibrahim Hassan Alamari. I'm so sorry. Gene the Grappler. I've heard that name, but isn't that Chandler 3 Productions? Isn't Gene the Grappler Chandler 3 Productions? Or am I wrong about that? Okay.
Yeah.
Jacob Castle, John Wild Buckley, Troy Inman, Ben, Josh Crump, and Sweet and Sour Frank Batista. All pledged money. It's worth it just to listen to them names. Those names are great. What a great bunch of names. Anyways, thank you guys very much for putting it on the Patreon. It means a lot to us. It helps us improve the show and bring you the best product we possibly can. And, of course, we're also now prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw.
Yeah, my fun wrestling logo shirts that I ordered are in the mail.
Ooh, I got my W Steve W and my Fuck Wrestling shirt. I washed them. I didn't put them on today because I like this shirt. We're twinning today, kind of.
Yeah.
Color theme-wise,
mm-hmm.
thematically, anyways.
Yes.
So that's fun. Is that all the shout-outs?
Yeah, I think
Thanks
so.
To everybody for voting for the
Friendo
Awards.
We've been talking for like 5 minutes already. We haven't talked about any wrestling, actually.
The comments are getting triggered already. It's 5 minutes. You're talking about shit. Talk about nothing, Larson. Anyways, supposed to talk about Raw. Because we're on the road. We're on the road.
To the Royal Rumble, which is starting the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, exactly. We're kind of on the pre-road. We're like,
yeah.
This is the pre-cum version of WrestleMania.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of telegraphed at the end of the show, like, the only people you should really consider, save for one, winning the Rumble.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm.
Pre-cum, yay or nay?
In what respect?
I have no idea. Just yay or nay.
I mean, it happens.
A simple question, yes or no.
It happens.
It's a simple question.
Out of one's control.
Yay or nay?
Well, it's biologically necessary, so I guess yes.
Okay, yay. Overall...
I'm trying to understand, like, why that
there's nothing to understand. It's yay or nay, pre-cum.
I mean, it happens. There's a reason it happens. So it has to be yes.
Listen.
And it's a biological necessity, Steve.
What was your overall impression of Raw last night?
It was okay. Some good spots, like the Strowman-Sami Zayn match was really good.
Highlight of the night was Titus O'Neil trying to join the New Day.
That was fantastic.
So, yeah, well, I mean, I felt like I don't know if my own fatigue, I started to get in my own head in terms of like how I feel about Raw these days because I was really tired from the trip.
Yeah.
And so, but then when I watched it, I was like, you know, up and down, like looking at this, it's all people I like. It's all stuff that I like. I just feel like if they had jam-packed all of this stuff into like 2 hours, it'd been cooler.
Yeah, it would have been.
I think it was sort of a matter of I kind of like everything that's going on. Okay, I think the Kendrick versus TJ Perkins match wasn't necessary.
No. The Cass, Rusev, and Mahal thing wasn't really necessary.
I like Jinder Mahal getting.
Yeah, I do too.
I like getting TV
time. I like all those parties involved in that match.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've spoken in the past about parts of Raw that just feels like a time vampire.
Yeah,
you just kind of get sucked into it and you lose all concept of what's going on in the universe. And that right there, right after that Jericho Reigns match, which was pretty good, you just kind of got lost in time and space. And that's the moment in Raw where you kind of just you get sucked into it. You don't realize what's going on.
Yeah. You know what I wish they'd start doing? I wish they'd start, like, telling us. Like, they do this every once in a while. I feel like they used to do this all the time in the Attitude Era, or if they just announced that Stone Cold is in a match. I want to know what the main event is. Because there was a couple things that could have been the main event here.
Well, for the longest time, I thought it was going to be Jericho and Reigns was going to be the main event.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I thought.
They're fighting for like the most prestigious title in all of wrestling right now.
Undoubtedly.
United States Championship. Well, let's go from the beginning.
Okay.
The show opened up with a newly groomed, you have that here in the notes.
Yeah,
a
freshly
newly
groomed, coiffured.
Freshly, yeah, he looked like he coiffured. Came, yeah, he looked like he went through a car wash.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really coiffured. It wasn't, like, done. He's got his haircut.
He looked like somebody took a weed whacker to his head.
Pretty much. Maybe he did it himself.
And then he went through a car wash.
Because
he looked very, like, where he shaved his beard, it was, like, just shit. Like, he just shaved a second
probably
ago.
Did.
It was, like, because he seems like a dude who gets, like, the 5 o'clock shadow really quick.
Yeah,
so this was, like, it was too shaved.
He shaved it in gorilla position right before he came out.
And then his Triple H shaved it for him.
Oh, okay.
And then his ear was missing. So he forgot to put
That happened a while ago.
You know whose fault that is?
Vader.
Going in Raw official Hall of Famer, Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah.
So anyways, he comes out and he starts talking. What did Mick Foley say, Larson? Yeah, I don't really remember anyway either. I was just sort of watching and I was kind of
He's talking about New Year's resolutions and he said one of them was getting groomed up.
Yeah.
The other one was writing the name of the city they're in on his hand so he didn't forget like he did last week. And then there's a little gag there.
Oh, yeah.
And then he started talking about the Royal Rumble match and Jericho being in the Shark Tank, which inspired Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho to make their way to the ring.
Right. They come down. Stephanie, who during the course of this episode had no idea whether or not she was a heel or face.
It's pretty annoying, actually.
It is. Anyway, she comes. Why can I not remember anything that was said during this segment? I can't remember a dick
because
about what was said here.
It feels like it could have happened yesterday or a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, the general gist of this thing. Yeah, I know. That's sort of the problem.
That's the problem.
Sort of the gist of this was Owens and Rollins were going to have a match.
Yeah.
And one and whoever lost was going to be banned from ringside.
That was all set up by Stephanie, yeah.
That was set up by Stephanie. That's right.
But before that,
because Owens said, you're abusing your power to Foley, and Stephanie, that prompted Stephanie to come down. And then a couple people pointed out that I didn't go back and look at this.
Mm-hmm.
But was there a shot of a Google search engine
on
her Titan
Twitter,
Tron?
And then I made sure to pay attention, and yeah. Looked like someone was searching on Google.
What were they searching?
Well, nothing. I couldn't tell if anything was typed in the search field. Didn't look like there was.
Yeah.
But it was weird. I mean, I would have suspect that would be a closed system, their TitanTron package. But maybe it's just a computer, sort of like XSplit or something. And whatever's Windows highlight is what goes on the TitanTron.
You know what?
I don't know.
Just using XSplit, the same shit we're using for Going In Raw Live, which you guys can check out every week for $5 a month. I know. That reminded me of the time where Big Jim brought our cinematography project to cinematography class back in school. And at the end, when they're porn, it was Colin Sleazy Friends. Anybody in the L.A. area might get that
reference. Yeah, they used to watch public access television in L.A. in the late 90s, early aughts.
What are you doing, Big Jim? You're killing me, man. That's our grade we're doing right there. It's our grade we got at stake. Anyways, so that led to the match. Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. Whoever lost.
Banned from ringside for the not main event.
Yeah.
It was Jericho versus Reigns for the U.S. title.
Kind of a whatever match.
I liked how it started, where Rollins did the springboard moves on either side of the ring.
Yeah, they did some. They did some cool spots. Cool.
I mean, these guys always put on a fun match.
Yeah, you always know you're going to get something good. It's just I kind of feel like the four men in that general scene, Reigns, Owens. I've seen like every variation.
They've
by
been
now.
Wrestling a lot. This is the third, fourth, fifth match. Rollins and Owens have had.
And we still have like 3 weeks till the Rumble, you know? So we're going to get three more instances of just all these guys.
Some
doing
combination
this again.
Of these four men wrestling.
I know.
And the finish was weird where Owens hit Rollins with the ring bell, got himself DQ'd and thusly banned from ringside for the Jericho Reigns match.
Oh, and that was the other thing too that was said in the opening. Reigns couldn't get, if he got DQ'd or counted out, he would lose the title.
Yes.
The U.S. title Jericho, because that was the other match set up. So Owens got himself DQ'd.
Yeah, it was a weird finish, and then he was complaining to the ref about it.
Mm-hmm.
So either, I mean, if you're going to do it so you don't get beat up more, at least, you know, you have to make peace with that.
Yeah.
But was he trying to do that on the sly and didn't think the ref would see it?
I don't know.
If that's the case, he shouldn't have flung the ring bell towards the ring after he hit Rollins with it. I don't get it.
Yeah, it didn't
make a lot of sense.
I know. That's when it's worse. When it, like, you can take a limited amount of wrestling not making sense because it's wrestling. You know, it's fake. We know that. So some of it's not going to make any sense. Like, there's certain conventions.
Yeah.
But the characters need to act within some sort of window of logic.
Yes. And they need to be consistent.
Yeah. So anyways, Owens banned from ringside. Not a big surprise. Seth Rollins really didn't do dick last night. He was not. His quest to find Triple H. Why don't they do like a pre-tape segment where he's like, on the lookout for
Triple H. Like, go to WWE headquarters and try to make an appointment. Something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Go down to Orlando to the Performance Center to NXT taping.
Yeah.
Try to get an audience with Triple H.
Who's the dude, the talent guy that fires everybody, or that lets everybody, releases everybody in the NXT Breaking Ground show? Who's that? What's that dude's name? Mark something or other.
Well, there's Carano, but I don't know if he does NXT. He's the guy that on Total Divas.
Who's the guy in Breaking Ground that was releasing people left and right?
I don't remember his name. I know who you're talking about.
You put in a lot of work today, but I'm sorry. Dan Boss says you're done with your job. Anyways, then we had Cesaro versus Karl Anderson. Good match. I try to find the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we try to be positive.
I really appreciated Karl Anderson's tights because they had two sweets all over them. Did you notice that? He had a bunch of two sweets.
You appreciated that? It had a hashtag BC, man.
They've had that since they debuted.
Yeah.
The knee pads. He's had that on his knee pad.
He had a bunch of two sweet. I didn't notice. I was like half paying attention.
Oh, man. They're all around the waist.
Was it a bunch of these?
Yeah.
Man, I need to start paying
attention.
There's
probably at least eight of them.
Cesaro and Sheamus both had new shirts, too.
Yes.
What'd you think of Sheamus's new shirt?
I the design's okay.
Very bold.
It is.
Very bold design.
But knowing how WWE produces their shirts, it's probably really uncomfortable.
It's probably horribly uncomfortable.
It's the stiff cotton. It's like a lot of screen print to have it on a stiff
and
cotton shirt.
It's probably just going to make you sweat right here.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a summertime shirt.
No. If they use their vintage shirts like
these,
it'd probably be pretty neat.
I know. But
it's a very striking design.
It is very striking.
I like the Cesaro one's not bad either.
Nah, that's cool. This is your typical sort of vintage Cesaro.
Yeah, I like his logo.
No, I like his stuff. I feel like Cesaro is also, again, trying to find positives. So when they bring guys up from wherever they're bringing them up from, these days, you know, a ton of guys are being signed from the indie ranks, you know, in general. And once they get to the WWE, I feel like they don't really add a lot to their repertoires. They kind of, I mean, sometimes they do. But like Kevin Owens, he was around for 15 years before he hopped to the WWE. I'm not sure how much new stuff he's bringing to the table. I think that he has a lot in his arsenal that he probably hasn't shown
us yet.
Well,
I think that's kind of the thing is, you know, this is all speculation that WWE tells their wrestlers.
Right, yeah, there's that too.
Here's your arsenal, stick to it, barring, you know, more high profile matches, you can do something else. But you need your signature moves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, just for the fans or something to pop for. I don't know exactly the reason for it.
I took the scenic route to this point that I'm making, but I feel like Cesaro is like one of the only guys who's always trying to find a way to do something new in the ring.
Yeah.
He's always bringing something interesting and new and to usually, his matches. Like, and I dig that about him.
You know, usually he'll do the cross body block spot in his mm-hmm. matches, but last night I think it was the first time where he walked up the turnbuckle to get to the top rope to do it.
Yeah.
So it's the same move he's done before, just a different way of getting there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, then he added what they call it, the Swiss 1-9 mm-hmm. to his arsenal yeah, a few weeks
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree. He's
I feel like
trying
he's
to
still,
add new things.
He's still like trying to keep it fresh in the ring.
Yes.
And I dig that about him.
Well, last night I think was the first time he did the European uppercut spot where Anderson was sitting
he
up.
He was sitting down. Yeah, or he's sitting up. Yeah,
yeah
exactly.
Yeah. And he dove and did the uppercut.
I know. It was like something new, something different. I haven't seen
yeah.
that before. He seems like he's trying to keep things fresh. And I like that about Cesaro.
Yes, me too.
People, I think, and people pay attention to that. They're like, oh, cool. This isn't just, you're not just going to get a Cesaro match. You're going to mm-hmm. get, he's going to try to do something new.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
He's being professional. He's trying to keep his craft
honed.
That
Sheamus,
ended with
Sheamus yeah.
came down. He was on commentary, then he came down because he was trying to help out because
Luke
Gallows
was getting involved. Yeah.
Yeah, he was trying to pull some shenanigans. And but unfortunately, Sheamus kind of dicked it up and
ended up kind of costing Cesaro the match.
Right, exactly.
So yeah. I wonder if this means we're going to get the club and Cesaro and Sheamus for the tag titles at the Rumble.
Well, it could be because the New Day announced that they're going to be in the Rumble.
Correct.
So that would make sense. Is there any chance the club would be victorious this early in Cesaro and Sheamus'
I'd
run?
I'd be surprised.
Me too.
But then, you know, the whole time the club and the New Day were feuding, we were like, okay, for sure, the club's getting them now. At least the first half of their feud. We thought it was a certainty the club were getting those belts. They never did.
At some point, the club has to get those belts.
You would think so.
Anyways, let's see here. Then we had, I thought this should have been the main event. Oh, maybe next to Owens Jericho, maybe next to the Kevin Owens show. Oh, that was announced in that opening segment too. I'm just remembering all this stuff.
Oh yeah, the debut of the Kevin Owens show, which I always kind of interpreted as that's what Kevin Owens called Raw, like he ran the show.
Right, I think that's what he understood too.
Yeah, but then Mick Foley thought it was like literally a show.
They made it literal.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we got that was our actual main event, and his first guest would be Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
How can I forget that?
Mm-hmm.
So we had Braun versus Sami Zayn in what seems to be is their blow off?
Maybe. They'll have an interaction at the Rumble, I'm sure.
So this was their last man standing match.
It was good.
And I thought it was pay-per-view level quality. I thought that they should have flip-flopped the 10-minute time limit match in this one. This was a pay-per-view level match.
It was, but they needed that 10-minute time limit match first to motivate this one.
Oh, I'm not saying flip them chronologically.
Just in terms of one having one on Raw, one on a pay-per-view. I understand, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I really appreciated this match. I thought that it made Sami Zayn look really, really strong. Look, we all knew he wasn't going to win against Braun, but this is exactly kind of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to have a sort of a drawn-out feud that Sami Zayn would be able to show his heart. He would rally the people behind him. He would
yes.
put up a stronger fight than anybody would give him credit for.
Yeah.
And he would end up getting killed by Braun Strowman.
Yeah. It's one of those feuds where it made both participants look really good at the end.
Yeah, exactly. It's given Braun something really strong to do.
And he's been doing great work.
And they've been booking the hell out of Braun. Like, then he showed up at the end of the show last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Goldberg, unfortunately, I don't think he's going to be around to be this. But he's a walking dream match guy at this point, you know. I love Goldberg.
Yeah.
Very, very, very big fan of Goldberg right now. Anyways, we had after that, we had the New Day doing some umbrella weaponized umbrella training.
Yeah, they're practicing their dueling.
With Jack Gallagher.
Yeah.
Somebody backstage loves Jack Gallagher.
Seems that way.
Yeah, because he's all over the place. People love him, too. People really like Jack Gallagher.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah, I like him. And then they came out and delivered a promo talking about how they're going to be in the Royal Rumble match.
Mm-hmm.
And then Titus O'Neil came out. Titus Brand.
Fantastic.
Came down to pitch them on Titus Brand joining the New Day.
And it was great.
Which I think would be an amazing... I feel like his pitch to them...
I thought it was pretty damn solid.
It was solid. I was convinced. Were you convinced?
Absolutely.
I was definitely convinced. He had everything. I would love, number one, We got a box of Bootios over here. I would love to have seen his face.
Yes.
Contrary to what Xavier Woods has to say, I would love to see Titus O'Neil's face on a box of Bootios.
As would I.
I thought he's got the dance moves. He proved that.
He's got the sense of humor.
He's got a great sense of humor. I felt bad. They were running on the
mic.
Down.
He's great on the mic. Last night he was fantastic.
Oh, that was a great sick burn. Saying that coming from the weak link of the New Day.
And I was kind of hoping that they'd let Titus win that match. Because then they would give the New Day a story.
It's kind of an annoying sort of story of two punishments. Titus O'Neil does that to Vince McMahon. And he's still being punished.
I know.
Roman Reigns. What did he take?
Well, it was never confirmed, but rumors were Adderall.
Yeah. And now he's being put. Now he is literally the strongest man.
Universal Championship at the Royal Rumble.
He is the strongest man on the planet right now.
Virtually.
Yeah. So,
but then, you know, like the match was decent.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But then they had Titus lose with not even a roll up.
Yeah.
Just kind of like a pin and didn't, I don't know. Wasn't.
He's being punished, man.
No, I know.
It's such a bummer.
It is. Cause he was great last night.
I thought he was hilarious last night. I don't know what the New Day are thinking, man. They need to be hiring that guy. So yeah, there was that. And then we had, so Bayley shows up. And starts talking to Stephanie.
Yeah, she was talking to Steph about, you know, she understands why, or she said, you know, understand why you expunged her victory over Charlotte from the record because, you know, she watched the tape, saw her shoulder was up. Okay. But then she was questioning why Steph allowed Dana Brooke to referee their rematch last week.
Yeah.
And Steph Wolk said, well, you know,
Steph then was
Charlotte
a heel.
Has
she was
all
a heel
sorts
then.
Of, yeah, high priced lawyers, blah, blah, blah. And
the way she said it was, she was very condescending. Yes, condescending. She's like, I know that you're not going to understand this. It's above your pay grade, which the hell's that? But I know what a lawyer is.
Yeah, I know. I know what a high price lawyer is.
Exactly.
Because a lawyer just costs more money.
Exactly. And it's like, but it's like, why did, but you know, I don't know. It was just annoying because Stephanie was like, I didn't want you on Raw in the first place.
Yeah.
It's like, Stephanie, don't you know Bayley sells a shit ton of merchandise?
I know.
She's a four quadrant.
Yeah, superstar. She appeals to virtually every demographic.
Exactly. Anyways, a long story short, Steph said, you're in a number one contenders match tonight against Nia Jax.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking that apparently Stephanie A doesn't watch NXT because Bayley. Wait, no, did Bayley ever win over Nia Jax?
Yeah, she did in their takeover match, but then there was that match against Nia Bayley had where Bayley hurt her knee.
Yeah, that's right.
Where Nia Jax beat the hell out of her.
Yeah. So anyways, as sort of punishment, I guess, you put her in a number one contenders match against Nia Jax. That was coming up later on in the night. And then, because she was like, you're just Bayley. You're nobody. You're nothing.
Yeah. Well,
you're
the idea,
ordinary.
Steph's idea was that Nia would beat Bayley and then Bayley,
mm-hmm.
you know, would be out of the title picture
go
entirely.
Or something. Yeah. We got a brief interaction between my favorite, the going in Raw wrestler of 2017, Noam Dar, Cedric Alexander and Alicia Fox. They were walking backstage. And Noam Dar comes up and apologizes, but then he gets that big, shitty, douchey smile
on his
face.
Well, he says, you know, goes to Cedric and says, I owe you an apology. Mm-hmm. And Cedric says, you really need to apologize to Alicia.
Yeah.
And then Nomar says, well, I say Nomar, Noam.
Nomar.
Noam.
Noam Dar. He says, sweet cheeks. Sweet cheeks. And then he smiles and he fucking runs away
because yeah.
Cedric Alexander is about to punch him. Poor Cedric Alexander. We'll talk about him in a second here. He fought Drew Gulak.
And Tony Nese was ringside in a nice suit.
I want so much more of Drew Gulak and Tony. Drew Gulak is like the most normal looking dude. He's like seriously a couple weeks of not going to the gym away from being James Ellsworth. Like he is like as like the lead. It's literally like you. It's like
yeah,
you out
much.
There. You know, it's like. You shouldn't.
If I had like a couple months of wrestling training, so I knew how to do.
Yeah, yeah. So
hold.
You knew. So yeah, but yeah. It's just two guys standing in their underwear. You know, you got a cool beard. What does he have? So, anyways, Drew Gulak took on Cedric Alexander once again. Alicia Fox with the distraction
cost
ended up
Cedric the match.
Yeah, exactly. So when is somebody going to pull Cedric Alexander aside?
Well, Austin Aries was saying on commentary.
That's right.
You know, he should keep. Alicia Fox backstage. Don't have her come out with him for his matches.
I couldn't agree more. Somebody needs to say, look, dude, there's plenty of fish in the sea. You're a good-looking man. You're a stud. You can get anybody here. We know you can get Dana Brooke because she lowered herself to Noam Dar. She was charmed by that guy. He's gross. And you're much more charming than him. good-looking guy, upstanding, smart dude.
Mm-hmm.
Gifted in the ring.
Yes.
So probably means he's gifted in bed as well. Pre-cum, yes or no?
Well, I mean, it's a biological necessity.
So yes?
Yeah,
yes. Correct.
So I'm not exactly sure in what capacity, yes or no.
That's when I hit the explicit button on Libsyn. We're talking about pre-cum. All right, so anyways, what were we talking about?
Cedric Alexander, yes.
Yeah, he needs to get rid of her.
Just well, at least, you
in
know,
the most public fashion.
At least just ask her to stay backstage during his matches.
No, just get rid of her.
Okay.
She's too much. She's not supportive. She's not supportive at all, Larson. He's got a career to think of. He's young. He's got a career to think of.
She is supportive. She's apologetic when he loses.
You know what? Anybody can say I'm sorry. But prove it. Don't come out. Don't come out to the match.
Let's talk about Chris Jericho against Roman Reigns.
Okay.
It was a fun match.
Yeah,
I really liked that spot where Jericho did the Eddie Guerrero thing.
Yeah, oh yeah, took, oh, I love that. That was great.
And threw it to Reigns and then bumped on the mat.
If I had thought at all that he was going to win that damn title, I would have loved it a lot more.
I know.
But there's just, they don't give you any reason to think that it's going to happen. That's the thing. This wasn't the main event. Wait.
No,
yeah, this wasn't even close to the main event.
Kicked off the third hour, 10 o'clock hour.
So, like, we knew. Like, there are ways to trick us into thinking that's a possibility. It's called storytelling.
Yeah, but also, like,
there should be some tension here.
Seth Rollins won that match. He could have been ringside. That could have added something to the story they were trying to tell.
Exactly.
I mean, it was a decent match. They both worked their asses off. There was plenty of false finishes. I mean, the spear is the most devastating move in all of wrestling, apparently. Next to the dirty deeds.
Because
no one kicks out of it.
What if Jericho won this and then Roman Reigns in a fit goes backstage and demands like a rematch, does something violent to demand a rematch that night,
yeah,
and gets it back. Even that.
I know.
I don't know, something. Like, I want some tension. I want to know that maybe Jericho's going to win this thing.
I know. I agree.
Then for some reason we had Brian Kendrick versus TJ Perkins.
It was a really short match.
I didn't need this match.
No.
Didn't need this match.
Kendrick ended up tapping out to
TJ Perkins. Did not need this. Didn't need.
Did they just feel like that story was kind of a loose thread, so they had to move on from it? Because Perkins is taking on Neville on 205 Live tonight.
Oh.
So maybe they just kind of felt like, okay, we need to make sure that story
is. What's the motivation for that match?
I'm not sure entirely.
Both heels. I thought they liked each other.
No, Perkins isn't a heel.
Oh, Perkins. I thought you said Kendrick.
Well, maybe
okay,
I did. Sorry.
Sorry.
Perkins is taking on Neville.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I've seen Neville beat the crap out of TJ Perkins because I think that's going to happen.
Oh, yes.
And then we had Big Kaz versus, wait, what happened?
Enzo is no longer in a wheelchair. He's now in a Lark.
Mm.
He's got a motorized wheelchair now because they said he got hurt at the LA live event.
Oh no.
They said that in a Raw.
Okay.
I don't know if he still has that giant bruise on his ass cheek or not.
Yeah. It's probably like, now it's kind of probably yellowish.
And now they might just have him in that for storyline purposes.
Sure.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be a tag match, Cass and Enzo against Rusev and Jinder Mahal.
Mm-hmm.
And
Jinder.
But since Enzo couldn't wrestle, it was a handicap match.
Yes.
And, of course, Rusev and Mahal won.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I don't know. Like I said, this is that part of Raw where you kind of
I didn't even get lost in the whole experience. What was I doing at this point? I think I went, because I figured Jericho Reigns was going for a little bit.
It was a long match too. That one was.
I think I walked Gypsy because I was like, I'll watch this later because I know. No, I did. I watched because I watched the end of this. And then I saw some of Kendrick versus TJ Perkins, and then I guess I went. I left. I went to Target or something. I don't know where I went. Anyways, and this morning I watched the rest of it. Yeah. So that completely unnecessary. See that these two things right here. Just, like, fill them with people that I like.
Yeah.
I like Enzo and I like Rusev. It just doesn't matter. Like,
yeah.
It just doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, Rusev.
There's nothing going
just
on there.
Just going to have a program for the U.S. title.
How long do you think that last man standing match was?
12, 15 minutes.
That could have gone longer. It's a last man standing match.
I know.
So, anyways. Then we had Bayley versus Nia Jax. Charlotte was on commentary.
Yes.
And Nia Jax was sort of getting her licks in on Bayley.
Oh yeah.
But there was Bayley was, you know, she was holding her off a little bit.
Yeah,
too
yeah,
much,
yeah, yeah. And then Nia went to the second rope mm-hmm. to do a move, and then Sasha Banks' music hit.
Yeah.
She walks out. And while Nia is distracted,
yeah.
Bayley
gives her a Bayley to belly. She
yeah,
runs up
the
there.
Second rope.
Yeah, and that
wins the match.
I love how strong they book the Bayley to belly.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's up there with the spear and the dirty mm-hmm. deeds.
It is. It's
devastating
it
finishing
is, yeah,
moves.
It's the third most, yeah. So yeah, Bayley, new number one contender.
Yeah,
her
we
and Sasha
knew that
Banks,
was gonna happen.
Besties. I'm wondering if, so I'm thinking now, Bayley goes on to Mania, breaks Charlotte's record.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she does it the next night on Raw. I don't know.
Who? Bayley? No, yeah. if she's going to win it, it has to be at Mania.
You think they're going to break Charlotte's streak this year?
Sure.
Like at Mania now?
Sure.
That's a hell of a streak, though.
They mentioned it on Raw last night.
I know. That might be the big story they tell at Mania.
No, I think it is.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're having their match at Rumble.
Yeah, but that's going to be a...
Yeah, there'll be something happening so Bayley doesn't win.
Yeah, exactly. And then they'll kick it up to... You think they're going to have like a gimmick match at Mania? Could be.
Could be.
Yeah. Could be cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking maybe the next night on Raw, Sasha Banks goes heel on Bayley.
Could be.
Maybe.
Could be.
Maybe. And
could
she goes
be.
Over to the SmackDown. Then finally we had the Kevin Owens show with special guest Goldberg. Now, I loved his set.
Yes.
I loved the human.
The guy with the sign over his face. The Kevin Owens show sign.
Whose idea was that?
I would like to hope it was Kevin Owens.
That had to have been Owens and Jericho coming
yeah.
up with it.
Yeah.
That had to have been them.
I would like to think so.
Like, I imagine somebody said, we got this sign. What do we do with it? Put it on somebody's face.
Let somebody wear it.
Let somebody
well,
wear
like
it
on their
head.
Chest? No.
On their head.
Face.
Face, yeah.
On their face.
It is their face. So that was good. I thought it was cool. He said, my first guest is a guy who ran roughshod over the Attitude Era. And when he stands in the middle of the ring,
everybody chants his name.
So they're thinking Goldberg, but no, he said Chris Jericho. And then Jericho made the big announcement. He's going to be in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, Owens didn't seem happy about that.
And Owens didn't seem happy about that. And as they started to, you know, have
and
their
like
a public
Jericho,
disagreement.
Jericho was saying, you know, what better way to more or less ensure mm-hmm. Universal Championship stays between us than
yeah.
to have me enter the match. And so, you know, if I beat you at Mania for the title, we're still champion. If
exactly.
you beat me, we're still champion. Owens says, well, no, that's not Ooh. That's not good. I want to fight my best friend.
Yeah.
And yeah, as that was going on, Goldberg's music hit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No. As that happened, let's see here.
Yeah, no, that's what happened.
Wasn't?
Yeah, and then Goldberg came out.
Oh, yeah, it was Goldberg. He comes out, and then they said, Goldberg, sit down. Or no, Jericho was about to put him on the list, and he says, you know what happens when you throw furniture around? Because Goldberg chucked the lawn chair out,
mm-hmm.
and then Goldberg runs up on Chris Jericho and says, spear!
But first, oh wait, no, yeah, after that, and then Owens throws the table out of the ring and the chairs.
Yeah, he goes up to Jericho and says, spear! He goes up to Owens and says, jackhammer! And I loved it. I don't care. I thought it was fun.
It was.
It was fun.
It was a fun
it was
segment.
Fun. And then Owens says, well, I can be intimidating too. He starts throwing all the furniture out of the thing, and then... they start jawing a little bit. Paul Heyman comes down. And did you love that little bit when Paul Heyman walks out and he does a double take at the shark cage and sort of steps back from it?
Yeah,
he gets
yeah,
freaked
yeah.
out by it a little bit. I thought that was great. So he comes out and he starts talking about Brock Lesnar, acting as if he's going to come out. And then he says, no, I fooled you. He's not coming out.
Yes.
Goldberg shuts him up, says, I'm going to take care of your client at the Rumble.
And then whether it's Owens or Reigns at Mania, he's going to be champ.
That's right.
Cue exactly. Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns
comes out.
He comes out.
Has a stare down with mm-hmm. Goldberg, says
yeah.
something.
Yeah, Braun Strowman comes out.
Did you notice Heyman cowering next to the barricade when Strowman came out?
I didn't. That's good.
That's pretty
though.
Funny.
That's good. Braun Strowman comes out, says, I'm going to win the Royal Rumble. And then he eats a double spear
yes.
from Goldberg and Reigns at the same time. Look, man, here's the thing. We got Goldberg in there. He does the spear. We got Reigns in there. He does the spear. Whatever you want to say about Roman Reigns.
I mean, they should have brought Edge out, too.
I know. And Rhino.
Yes.
And
Charlotte. Charlotte does a spear,
that's
too.
That's right. I liked it. I thought it was fun.
And Johnny Gargano.
I thought it was... He does a spear?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Right on.
Through the ropes.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Here, let me ask you this.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it was a fun segment.
What do you want? I thought it was cool.
They made it pretty clear
mm-hmm.
that there's really only...
They should do Roman Reigns versus Goldberg at Mania.
Yeah, that's what
they should totally do that, man.
There's four people that could win this Rumble based on last night, and there's a fifth that we'll learn. That's a believable contender to win after next week when The Undertaker shows up on Raw.
Let's run them down.
There's The Undertaker.
Count out. Top 10 people who should
win.
Well,
it's only five.
Okay.
Undertaker.
Goldberg.
Lesnar.
Lesnar.
Jericho. Who am I forgetting? Is there just four? Owens is in the match. Reigns is in a match. So I guess it's just those four.
Yeah, because Cena's in a match.
Yeah. So it's just those four. And so based on who wins the two title matches, you're going to know exactly who's winning that Rumble. If Cena wins the belt, it's either going to be Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
If Reigns wins... Oh, Strowman. That's the fifth.
Yeah, Strowman. Yeah.
But yeah, it'd be cool if it were Reigns Goldberg,
mm-hmm.
Brock Strowman. That would be cool.
Okay, yeah, that would be cool, yeah.
It could still be Cena, Undertaker, and you can still have Jericho and Owens.
Okay, but how do you do Brock Strowman?
Strowman eliminates Brock.
No, I'm talking about their. You're proposing that as a match at Mania.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to be Reigns Goldberg.
I'm not saying how do they get there.
Mm.
How do you book Brock versus Strowman at Mania? Who wins that one?
I would think Strowman would have to.
Brock Lesnar's on a job tour.
Well, then he could still do the crisis.
No, shut up with your crisis of confidence.
And then bring Goldberg match for one more match at SummerSlam next year, and then he can get his win.
Boy, that's too much of a long game, man. They're not going to have Brock lose again.
Oh, probably not.
Possibly. Well, until
I'm just thinking of that. I think that'd be an interesting card. There'd be some interesting matches.
My thing is this. I don't disagree with you. I mean, you can write yourself out of it. My thing is this. You've got Goldberg. I wonder if Brock only signed on specifically, like, in his contract, says he has to face Goldberg for a win.
Well, I mean,
Mania.
There was rumors saying that he thought that feud was going to be massive money, so I'm guessing, yeah.
If Goldberg has a big kick out of being at Mania, he might sign on for SummerSlam for Reigns.
It's entirely possible.
Who doesn't want to sign? I know all you guys out there. I know you smarks. I know you don't want to see that. I want to see it. He's a walking dream match.
Yeah.
He's in great shape.
Yeah.
Can he put on a good match? Who fucking knows and who cares? It might be a stink fest, but if they make the match 5 minutes long.
Yeah, 5 to 7 minutes.
Fun.
Have a decent story going into it.
Goldberg's a guy that you can overbook the shit out of a match and it'll be so fun.
This would be a fun story for a Reigns-Goldberg match.
Okay.
It's literally just who could get off a spear.
Yeah.
That's the story of the match.
Yeah.
Because whoever gets off the spear is going to win.
Yeah.
So everybody, like, they're just trying to counter each other so they don't get a spear off.
What about this, man?
That's a fun story.
What about this? Goldberg is a monster, right? He took down Brock. He can eat anything. He doesn't age. It's insane. What if it takes the entire Shield to bring down Goldberg? That's your SummerSlam match right there. Not the Shield versus Goldberg, but Roman Reigns is getting beat. Seth Rollins comes down to help out. Dean Ambrose comes down to help out. It's never going to happen.
No.
But what if you need the entire Shield to beat Goldberg?
That'd be kind of like a heel turn for the Shield, though.
Yeah, it's okay. They can go back doing what they're doing. People love the Shield. They love the Shield regardless. People would mark out for that. It's crap fantasy overbooking, but I'd want to see it.
It is. That is overbooking. I like my idea better. It's simpler.
What was your idea again? Who can get off a spear first?
Yeah.
That's not fun. I want to see Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins get in there, too. See the Shield. They're not going to powerbomb or anything.
No.
Yeah,
we just saw that, too. We just saw them reunite.
Yeah, that's like, come on. That's like George showing up on one of Paul's albums. That's not a real reunion.
Well, it was the three of them powerbombing someone through a table. That's
you're talking about at Survivor Series. Yeah, that's right. That didn't even make sense.
Well, sure it did. It made sense.
Not really, though. Dean Ambrose.
Dean was...
He was eliminating his own team.
But he had beef with AJ.
Beef.
I get it. He's a lunatic.
Yeah.
He flies off the handle. Is that it? Are we done talking about Rumble stuff?
Yeah, pretty much.
I wonder if Samoa Joe's going to be in the Rumble. He'd be my sixth possible contender. I still think it'd be great if he won. That'd be awesome.
I would love that. And I think it's possible. I don't think nobody's a lock. That's kind of good.
I mean,
okay, who's the most disappointing person to win the Rumble? Who is it?
Of those six?
Who do we got again?
We'll say Undertaker.
Okay.
He's
winning.
Lesnar, Strowman, Goldberg, Joe.
And Jericho. Okay.
I think if Lesnar won, that'd be the most disappointing outcome.
Because
that means Lesnar would
Correct.
Be in a match for the belt.
If Lesnar won, that would be the most disappointing outcome. That's not going to happen.
No.
We know that's not going to happen.
No.
It's going to be him and Goldberg. You're not going to be winning the Rumble. That's not going to happen.
So that leaves us with Jericho, Undertaker, Strowman, and potentially Samoa Joe.
Yeah, how is it not Undertaker? It's going to be Cena, Undertaker for the title.
Yeah, but they can find a way to set up that story without Undertaker winning the Rumble. But they can also set up if they want to do Owens Jericho, they don't need Jericho to win the Rumble to set up that story.
Do you want a boo proof Rumble outcome? Undertaker wins.
Oh, probably.
That's your boo proof.
Or Jericho.
Nobody's booing that. Oh, nobody's booing Jericho. Oh my God! Could you imagine if Jericho won the Rumble?
Huge pop.
That would be massive. But he's gonna leave after Mania. Well, Jericho, I guess then he could lose at Mania. Huh?
Nor he can win at Mania.
They're not doing your thing.
I think that'd be great.
He's leaving after Mania.
I know. He can be on the Raw after Mania, get destroyed by Owens. He gets the belt back, and then Finn Balor comes back the Raw after WrestleMania and starts
to feud with Owens. Have we counted Finn Balor out of the Rumble?
I think he counted himself out of the Rumble.
I know, but he's always weird with that shit. He's always tricking people. Anyways, all of our scenarios are good. Whatever low-level writer is watching this right now.
Yes. Do you want to open things?
Oh, yeah, let's open shit.
It's a good thing I wrote it down in the notes.
Look at this. Pre-cum, yes or no?
I mean, it's
here, you open this one.
There's a purpose for it.
Figure that guy out.
Whoa. Still not sure I understand exactly the point of that question. Or is that the point?
You got to figure that out for yourself, man. It's like Westworld. Have you watched the rest of Westworld yet?
I've watched the first six episodes.
If you guys want to send us shit, you can.
Jeez Louise.
At P.O. Box 1814, Orangevale, California, 95662, USA.
Do you have scissors?
Probably.
Hold on. Never mind. Continue. I'll see if my keys work.
Oh, I have a multi-tool over there, I think. Oh. Hold on. I got like a mini axe.
Never mind.
This is the most powerful tape. Ooh, look at this. Jerry shirts.
Oh, cool.
That's kind of cool. There's like a little sticker on it.
You know who's that? Who is that from?
Jerry shirts.
Okay. I got this open.
Good job. What is it? Show me now. Oh, there's a little note in there?
Here, you read this. Oh, from Stephen Bear.
Oh, okay.
It's like post
from Stephen Bear.
Oh, that's cool.
I've been a longtime fan since the 10 for the Win days at my local comic book store. Aw Yeah Comics in New York. They had Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian and the Young Bucks. Seeing that you both are big Young Bucks fans,
I
figured you guys would like it. Also, I included the Aw Yeah comic featuring Daniels
awesome.
And Kazarian.
Look at that.
Oh, look at that.
That's sweet.
That's too sweet. I want to see it. Oh, look at that. That's so cool.
That's awesome.
That's really neat.
I feel like this needs to be framed.
The comic has the artist's autograph. Steve, I love the Holiday Harry character and would like to see him on W. Steve W. Holiday Harry. Larson, he would like your character, the Wall Martyr, and Steve's character, the Targeted, to be on Fun Wrestling. So is that going to happen?
We'll see.
Yeah. They can all hand out flyers backstage talking about saving people, can get things that are fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was good. Hope you guys have a safe and happy holiday. And too sweet to Steve. And a hearty handshake to Larson. So you get a handshake.
Thank you very much, Stephen Bear.
Stephen Bear.
That's awesome.
That's rad.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's so cool.
A note.
Got a note here. This is from Jerry Shirts. It's actually his name. He says, I'm a spray paint artist from Michigan. And often watch and listen to your show as I paint.
Cool.
The show is great and keeps me entertained as I work. Here's a few things for you guys and your set. Keep up the awesome work.
Thank you, Jerry.
He says his name is actually Jerry Shirts.
Thank you, Jerry Shirts.
Holy crap. Oh, wow. Look at this. Got some cool stickers. I'm putting this on my laptop. Oh, man. Here, open these up and show these to the people. Holy crap.
Oh, man.
Wow. Oh, man, look at that shirt. Look at this guy.
Oh, that's neat.
That is so cool. That is fucking rad. That is, like, really cool.
Got a bunch of stickers.
Oh, dude, look at these.
Oh, man.
You got some freaking Going in Raw coasters. Are you kidding me? wrote that
awesome.
Down.
Thank you very much.
That
That's
is
dope.
So cool. What
got a bunch guys? Of create or die stickers. Thank you very much.
These are flipping rad.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. More stuff here. Oh, look at that one for you.
Sweet. Thank you very much.
For you. Holy crow. Look at that. Oh, cool. You got a little Dean Ambrose thing right here. Putting this on the set.
Oh, that's cool.
Look at that guy.
That's awesome.
That is so cool.
Here, let me see that.
See, look at that.
Man, that's really
that's
well done.
Really neat.
That's awesome. Thank you very much,
Thank
Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. That is freaking great. Does he have like a website? Is there a website on here we can send people to?
Not that I see.
Well, I don't know. Just Google Jerry Shirts. Oh, wait, here we go. JerryShirts.com. That's where you go, man. That's the place to go. Check that stuff out. That's real. That was like really cool design work.
Yeah,
right
it
there.
Is. That's really cool.
I'm a fan of good design.
As am I.
I know good stuff. I'll wear that shirt. Anyways, we got some questions, Larson.
We
so
do.
We're going to answer some questions.
Would you like to go first?
What'd you have for breakfast today?
Bowl of Cheerios with some banana in it.
I had a banana as well for potassium, and I had oatmeal, and that's why I'm hungry right now.
Yeah, me too.
Because I did all that.
I was going to have some eggs and toast, but I didn't have time.
Eggs and toast.
That fills me
eggs
up more.
Eggs and toast.
I'll go first. Mecha Santa versus Psycho Sid at Mania. Not Raw related, but Kane's career is winding down. It's been a great one. Who would you book as Kane's final opponent, and how would the story go? I'd say either The Undertaker.
Undertaker.
That's probably not going to happen. It'd be interesting if it were Daniel Bryan, but that's not going to happen.
True.
You know, we never got that full Kane-Seth Rollins story for the world title because Seth blew out his knee.
Who should Kane's last opponent be? I kind of feel like they can do... I don't know. I guess putting over a big man like Strowman, I think he'd work well with Strowman. Because Strowman can... I think Strowman has proved so far that he's willing to work with whomever and try to make them look good and take the licks. Like, he was doing such a good job last night selling for Sami Zayn.
Yes, he was.
I think he can make Kane look good.
That's got to comment again how awesome this is. This is really well
done. Right? I know.
The detail on this is fantastic. Amazing.
I'm using my coaster, man.
Amazing work.
These are fucking great.
I know.
So I'm going to say Braun Strowman.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Put over a young guy, but make him look good but make yourself look good in the process.
Yes.
Matthew Barisic. Did you guys get a chance to watch Bring It to the Table?
No.
I watched the one bit that's on the YouTube channel for WWE. Mm-hmm. I might try to watch the rest just for the JBL bit. I feel like Paul Heyman was like just being in character. Like, you know how like at SummerSlam when we were doing like the press stuff, we heard that he was just, and we saw, you can see it on YouTube. Anybody who interviewed Paul Heyman, he was being an in-character dick to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing that to Pete. Is it Eisenberg?
Rosenberg.
Rosenberg, sorry. Eisenberg is the other guy. Okay. I thought from what I saw, the small bit that I saw, Rosenberg was doing a really good job. Because like, if Paul Heyman starts running me down, I'd probably like, I don't know, I'd get flustered.
Yeah, probably.
But JBL seems so cool. Like, I don't know what the deal is with like, JBL seems like hella cool.
Yeah.
Like when he was the question that I saw was, should Raw go two hours? And JBL was outlining, you know, the financials just, you know, are going to make it impossible. And then Paul Heyman started laying into Rosenberg saying, you know, people like you bitch about it. And he was like, yeah, I don't know. He handled himself well.
Yeah. He's real good. Peter Rosenberg's real good on ESPN radio.
Yeah.
Magnum TA champion Nathan Raglan. The WWE asked you to be in their pre-show of the Royal Rumble as a voice to the fans.
Nice.
What do you wear?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you ask Renee Young and Booker T?
So many questions for Booker T. So many questions for Booker T.
What do we wear?
Oh, WSTW shirt. You kidding me?
Really? Over a Going in Raw shirt?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Going in Raw shirt.
We should wear those.
Oh, man. Dress up. We'd look nice.
I wear my red velvet blazer.
There you go.
I've only worn it once.
There you go. I wear like black dress shirt, white tie. I like that combo.
You do.
I like that
combo. We wear a sport coat or a blazer. You don't typically wear those.
Nah, it'd be too hot.
Probably be too hot.
Under the studio lights and such.
Yeah, yeah, no good. I don't be sitting there sweating
like
up a
if
storm.
If I'm wearing like a shirt and a tie, I feel like I need a jacket on top of it. Otherwise, I feel like I'm too casual.
Yeah, no, I'd totally be casual. I'd loosen up my tie a little bit too.
Maybe I'll wear a Going in Raw shirt under my blazer. Just wear the sport coat and a t-shirt.
And wear like a cap, like a baseball cap. You'd be like a video game developer.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, that's good too. Let's see here. Fergal McClements. Hey, friendos, just wondering. Oh, what would we ask Booker T? I mean, I would have a laundry list of questions.
I know, there's so many questions to ask him.
Yeah. All right. Fergal McClements, just wondering who you think has benefited most after Finn being injured. You would have thought Seth, but before... Okay. Kevin Owens.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes.
Kevin Owens.
They put the belt on him in direct response to Finn's injury, I'm sure.
Go ahead.
Robert Chief Running Water Jacone. Hey, friendos, it's a new year and a new look for Mick Foley.
Mm.
Robert's question is, do you think any wrestlers will have an image change in the coming year?
Mm.
Let me think. Who could have a repackaging?
Nobody,
the Ascension.
Nobody big.
The Ascension. They need something.
Yeah. I still think my idea of the vaudevillains, like learning about the span of time that they missed because they time traveled.
They're not time travelers, though.
Would
it's not their
good.
Gimmick.
Simon Gotch admitted as such.
Well,
he said, I don't want to talk about it.
That's not canon, though. That's just him saying that. It's not canon.
His opinions are not canon on Twitter?
No.
Okay. Anthony Kniper. If Vince came to you with the job of creating a live sex show, Stephen Larson, listen to me. Because, you know, in 2017, we'll get an audience with Vince. A live sex show with any two wrestlers of your choice who aren't currently in an on-screen or off-screen relationship, who would you put in it? Mojo Rawley would be one.
You see that picture he put up on New Year's?
Yes, Mojo Rawley and all those girls he had with him on New Year's. That's who.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mojo, who are these women? Bring them in.
El Apuesto,
the most dapper luchador.
Howdy, El Friendos. Fairly new patron here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, El Apuesto.
Hoping to get my first question. In 2K Games just announced WSTEVW versus Fun Wrestling for 2K18.
Is that a thing? That really happened today?
You said it. It was announced.
Holy shit.
For this year, what game modes would be in the game and who would be on the cover? Wow. Whoever holds the H title gets that honor.
Oh, no.
So it's
Mecha Santa.
It's
top legacy.
Notch, super best.
It's legacy. No. It's, if it's not Mecha, it, no. It's contractually speaking, I'm putting Mecha Santa in there on the cover.
No, it's Mecha whoever holds Santa. The H belt.
No, it's not.
Yes, that's the top prize
how
in the entire universe.
How many times has he even fought? Once.
One time he fought, he won. He'll defend it eventually.
Game mode. What do you want? Mine is obvious. It's pre-come year and A mode.
What's your answer to that question?
You'll find out one day.
Tell me now.
No, I'm not going
to
tell you now.
Why do I have to wait?
I got your answer.
Why do I have to wait?
I'll take that into consideration.
I gave you my answer and I told you why. I want to know your answer.
No.
Why?
You don't get a no. You don't get to know.
But I mean, it's like, A, it's not really physically possible.
Number one, you didn't even give it that much thought.
No, I did.
No, you didn't.
I told you why. You
started yammering immediately instead of sitting there quiet and thinking about the
question. Me yammering is how I think. I was processing things in real time verbally, Steve.
What game mode would you want? I want them to bring back custom stories.
Yeah, that'd be
dude,
great.
I'm sorry. If you're going to have Fun versus WSTEVW game mode or on the featured, then I want, or Mecha Santa career mode. Find out where he came from.
Top notch career mode.
Nobody wants that. Lunatic Fridge.
That's what you say.
The Lunatic Fridge. I got to make that. Do you think the Cruiserweight division...
Oh, hold on. Previous question. There's a little thing we should answer. Also, is there a chance undrafted and newly made friend of superstars...
Keep on making them.
Keep hashtagging Going in Raw.
Mm-hmm.
We'll check periodically. I'm going to announce a new signee pretty soon.
The best way... I know. I'm bummed out about that because I wanted him. The best way to appeal to us... Look, if you want your creation on Fun Wrestling, then send him at Joy of Bearding.
Yes.
A video.
Or a still, or just give me some reason.
Impress him.
Yes, impress me with your creation.
If you want to come over to WSTEVW, then hit me up at MF Steve here. Let me know.
Fun Wrestling's the place to be. I was looking over the rosters.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Oh, you're... No,
I won that draft.
Are you serious? You didn't get
your
Cannibal
promotion,
Larry?
Your promotion is so one-dimensional.
Cannibal Lady? Cannibal Larry?
You know the names of your people. Your promotion is so one-dimensional. It really is.
I do too know the names, but Dirty?
Yeah, question.
You don't want to see
no question dirty? Mark at the end of his name.
Dirty?
Dirty?
I should change that. Dirty?
Lunatic Fridge. WWE 2K related. Do you think the Cruiserweight division will be in 2K18 like a proper division in the game?
Right.
Plus, do you think 205 Live will be in it? Thanks in advance. They might have the 205 Live arena set up.
I get the feeling. I think they'll have the arena available.
But I think the Cruiserweight competitors will just be amongst the roster. I don't think they'll be a separate.
I get the feeling that there's going to be some sort of Raw versus SmackDown theme to it this
potentially
year. That's what I'm thinking.
That's your speculation.
That's pure speculation. Troy Inman, first-time patron, long-time listener.
Thank you very much,
Troy. Real quick question. Who are five wrestlers you would like to see come back for a one-off at the Rumble?
Good question.
Five wrestlers you want to see come back.
Not Kurt Angle, because I want him to be around longer than a one-off. This is just a one-off appearance, he says.
A one-off appearance. Well, DDP already delivered his last diamond cutter. He did that at some indie show. He retired it officially. I want to see...
Raven.
Johnny Mundo.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't want him back, though? This is just a one-off appearance.
You know, I'd like to... I would love to see Johnny Mundo back on a roster spot on SmackDown. But it's possible Lucha Underground would say, go back for one appearance in the Rumble.
Mm.
And then when you get out of your country... No, look, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not even sure. It's probably not possible. I'm saying that's more possible than him coming back for good now.
Oh, yeah.
You know? This is good advertising for them.
Yes. You said Johnny Mundo. I said Raven.
Raven. Awesome Kong.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, I thought about that. No, that's why I went to Johnny Mundo, because I'm like, I don't want to see that. Matt Stryker.
Oh, yeah. You're just going to all of Lucha Underground.
I am.
People. Jeff Jarrett.
I'll be honest. I'd probably mark out if I saw Jeff Jarrett, if his music hit. I'd probably mark out a little bit.
He's wearing
funny.
The old slap nut shirt.
Yes, who doesn't want to see that? Vader.
Yeah.
Vader.
Sid.
Yeah. See, I didn't go with Sid. That's why my list is so much better than yours.
Yeah.
And finally, I want to see... who's going to return? I want to see... Oh, Booker T.
Oh, yeah.
Booker T. God, what a great five.
Yeah, that's a good list.
Do you have one more?
I'll say Shawn Michaels.
In defeat. Let's see here. Tommy T. My question for you today is... Ignoring financial reasons for WWE, do you think the product would benefit from going into smaller, more personal arenas from time to time, like having a Raw or SmackDown take place in Full Sail or a Full Sail size venue from time to time? No, but I do think that if they're gonna do less pay per views, then give us a couple house shows a year.
Yeah,
which just happen in smaller venues.
Yeah. Typically, yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see that on the network.
Yeah, that'd be cool, Randy. What do you expect from The Undertaker on Raw? Rumor has it he's going to announce his participation in the Rumble.
My legacy is now at the Royal Rumble. Jason the Cabbie, do you guys find Stephanie's character to be as confusing as I do?
Yes.
Yes. Obviously.
Yes, very much so.
She doesn't know. She's a heel or face, depending on what the story needs.
Or just depending on what the segment needs.
Yeah.
Rob Gutierrez, who would you guys book to be the Royal Rumble Final Four? Let's do preliminaries.
Jericho.
But we'll do our official Final Four when we do our predictions video.
Ooh,
for the Rumble.
Yeah, okay. Jericho.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be Jericho, Braun.
Jericho, Braun.
Mm-hmm.
Undertaker. Samoa Joe.
There you go. Hamza Hilal. I have two questions. Does Neville's recent run have him being removed from the list of wrestlers who had the worst 2016?
Potentially.
Yeah, I would say kind of, right?
Yeah.
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 He had a killer end of 2016.
Yeah,
like,
did.
If we had made that list, January 1st, he would not have been on it.
No.
So, yes.
No.
Also, who do you think will be the first Cruiserweight to win a main roster belt?
I would like to say Cedric. But the way they're booking Neville right now, they're booking him so well that if he has a really strong heel run with the Cruiserweight title, I wouldn't be surprised if he transitioned back to the main roster full-time.
I'm going to go on a limb and say Noam Dar. I could see him because he's so, like, his force of character is so transcendent. I would say it's him.
Any men. If WWE gave you guys the opportunity to host a kickoff show, would you take it? However, only one of you can host it.
Well, no. At that point, no. I'm going to be the one to say no. But
I wouldn't do it
if it's both of us, then yeah.
Yeah, both. Well, even if both of us, I don't know if I'd say yes.
That'd be weird. Oh, if it's both of us?
I mean, it's a good opportunity, so we'd have to do
it. We'd have to do it.
But it'd be weird.
There's no way we could say no.
It'd be
we'd
so weird.
We'd be giddy the entire time.
And awkward.
We'd be giddy and awkward. We'd have to do some shots beforehand.
Oh, yes.
We would have to.
Oh, yes.
That'd be amazing, but it'd be such a clusterfuck.
Yeah.
They don't do it. Whatever low-level writers out there watching,
don't invite us, please.
Don't suggest it.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
It is.
Heated pillow. WCPW just announced that some of their roster members will not be able to perform for them anymore. So the WWE lied to us that UK tournament participants will be able to perform for other promotions. How many people do they have in there? Is Joe Hendry one of them?
No, there was Joseph Connors and who else? Somebody else. I don't remember.
Damn it, they don't put it in the description. I want to look at. I want to watch this right now. Let's see. Maybe they'll have pictures
while I scroll
through.
Well, maybe it was a situation. I mean, I don't know the full details because all I know was it Pacitti posted something on Twitter about Martin Kirby there.
Martin Kirby, Pacitti shit.
That Regal stated that people participating in the tournament would still be allowed to take independent dates.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe if someone signed a full-time contract with WWE, then they couldn't accept outside dates. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll look into it. And, I mean, okay, so let's see here. Assuming it's true, it's a bummer, but we don't really have all the info.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as they have Martin Kirby there, then that's all they really need. As long as Kirby's there to give Pacitti some shit.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
The real number one draft pick, Adam Mayhem. Fun wrestler, Adam Mayhem.
Actually, the real number one pick was Earl Smothers. I brought him into WSTW. Like, as soon as I saw him, I signed him.
Okay.
That was the very first. So maybe for fun wrestling, that was like the first number one pick. But
really. Well, I mean, that's really the only one that matters is fun wrestling. What are your guys' top three promos of all time? He says, also make sure you guys catch Reality of Wrestling. Booker T's promotion on YouTube.
Oh,
so check that out.
Okay.
I think it's what's called Reality of Wrestling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Top three promos of all time. Well, the Pipe Bomb's up there.
Pipe Bomb's up there. Dusty Rhodes' Hard Times is up there. And
Austin 316 is kind of short.
It's kind of short.
It's iconic, but it's really short.
Yeah. And I'll say,
fire me, can't fire me.
No, that's up there. I mean, you know, or Vintage Flair.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about that are probably
fucking people. Let's see here. Dewey St. Gigglestick. How would you write Roman off TV, allowing him to reinvent himself and return to a huge pop? He'd have to legit injure himself. That's the only way he's going to return to a huge pop.
Yeah. Eric Base Hit King Blaha. Eric knows the whole Emelina angle is supposed to be an in-joke by the writers at this point, but is that fair for the wrestler, Emma in this case, or something that she is okay with, do you think?
I mean, what are you going to do?
I know.
I mean, I'm sure she would definitely prefer to be out there,
mm-hmm.
to be milling about in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I would hope that if it's an in-joke, if that's true, the writers are at least kind of keeping her in the loop.
I would hope that, yeah, exactly.
So it's not like she's booking travel and then they call her the day of and say, no, nope, you're not on the show.
I would hope that, A, the in-joke would be part of the gimmick and she'd be in on it.
Yeah.
You know, like the, oh, she's not going to debut and they just keep on pushing it back. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with the situation.
Yeah.
I feel like last night would have been, instead of Cass and Jinder Mahal and Rusev,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that'd be a good time for Emelina.
Yeah.
Was there anything else in the women's? No, there wasn't. Daniel Rudo Suave. booked the storyline involving Strowman Reigns, Goldberg KO, give the title change and feuds. We've kind of already done that.
Yeah.
We've been through that a little bit. We'll do two more questions.
Yeah.
Danny Blaze. Oh, no, this is a good question. Look, Jordan gets it. I'll do Danny Blaze first because I said his name. Given the direction of the KO show took at the beginning, do you think this might be the turning point in the start of a Jericho and KO feud? Yeah, I think, you know, yeah, little seeds are being sown.
Yeah, definitely.
Seeds are being sown.
Jordan Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys want to revisit the top 10 wrestling video games list?
Yeah.
We did that a long time ago.
Yeah, we did it a long time ago. Yeah, I'd revisit it. We'd have to play. Like, I'd want to make sure that I've played pretty much everything.
Yeah.
The SmackDown versus... Like, I completely was out of video gaming for SmackDown versus Raw. I was completely out of it, so I wouldn't mind checking that out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like this question here. Penultimate Tommy Wiseau. Oh, hi, Marks. Have either of you been to a live event where the wrestlers fought backstage or in the crowd away from you, and did that take away from the spirit of the match? Well, there's two... There's... I'm trying to think of a time when they left... And went backstage or in the
at
crowd.
At WrestleMania 2000, they had the hardcore title Battle Royal, and that went all over the arena. So yeah,
did that?
I mean, it wasn't the most thrilling match to begin with.
Yeah,
so kind of.
Yeah, okay. We went to that to SPW, the local show, and they had a Bring Your Own Weapons match.
Yes,
and we moved. Yeah. we were like second row or somewhere. I don't know. But we decided, because I hadn't, like, at the time, he was probably 10, my stepkid.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the very back of the venue and just let them do all that, because, you know, you never know what's going to happen when shit isn't exactly planned. And then there was a time when CM Punk came, like, literally was, like, right next to you.
Yeah.
And you got to pat him on the shoulder, right there when he punched the fan, too.
Yeah, that was the same show.
It was, like, just, it was just up there.
It was probably, like, 8 rows further stands from us, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Dropped an elbow on a guy.
Oh, okay, the last question. This is a good one. Haven Elric. Is it a little too obvious that a Raw brand superstar is going to win the Royal Rumble? No, because the Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be kind of obvious that the Undertaker is going to win.
Well, he's probably...
I think it's got to be either Taker... I think, in my opinion, it's got to be either Taker or Braun. It's not going to be Goldberg and Lesnar. They're going to eliminate each other.
Yeah, and the Jericho... If they're going to do Jericho-Owens, even just for the title, they don't need...
I would love that. I would really. I mean, dude,
they don't need the Rumble to motivate.
Massive
that.
Pop for Jericho. So Jericho is a possibility, I guess.
Yeah.
They don't. Here's the thing. They don't need Undertaker. They don't need Undertaker to win the Rumble for him to move on to Cena.
No.
At Mania. No. I think that makes total sense. No matter.
But
what.
But they also don't need Jericho to win to have a match with Owens. They don't need it.
But they need somebody to win. I know. But
they need something to happen.
But the fact that they said it last night, that he was like, "Man, this is why are you doing this?" That lays the seed for that story, him going through the Rumble story.
Yes.
So, we have a bonus episode to do for you patrons out there.
We still have Kayfabe Corner to do,
too. We have Kayfabe Corner. That's right. I was about to end the show.
I can't think of anybody on SmackDown, apart from Undertaker, that's a believable potential winner.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Wyatt and Orton will be in it. But they'll probably have their own story going there. So,
yeah.
Doubtful either of them will be seen as viable winners. So, I don't know. I don't know, man.
But we'll find out by the time we do our predictions video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready?
Sure.
It's a new year.
Old rules. Same old rules, though, right?
Yeah. What do you think? Decide on air. What do you think? 6 real, 6 fake?
I mean,
What about this? 4 real, 4 fake. The rest are wild cards.
Okay.
What would that leave? 8? Oh, fuck that. Wait, 6 and 4. 5.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Well,
I mean, we have to kind of freshen up.
Yeah, mix it up a little bit
at some point, because I mean, I wouldn't mind if you just decide, okay, well, this week I'm gonna do all reels.
Yeah,
it adds, because you know, to be honest, like we were consistently getting 8s and 9s every week.
Yeah,
too high scores.
All right,
we make it harder.
All right,
getting tweezy because we're
making more difficult.
Going to the same ground in terms of research, I think.
All right, well, this week it's 6 real, 6 fake.
Okay,
so you know that.
Okay,
so you know that. Kayfabe Corner, Ultimate Wrestling Trivia Challenge.
Yeah.
These are all names that I've either made up or they're real. Now, this week, to the Patreon thing, for $10 a month, you can vote every week on which theme I'm going with. So, like, we're going with.
Yeah.
We present you two options. You vote on which one. This week, I presented a fairly random grouping, JBL, because I saw him on the Bring It to the Table thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jake the Snake Roberts, because I don't know why the fuck. It was a close vote. JBL won.
Interesting.
And JBL is a wealth of kayfabe corner names.
I would think so.
From his history, he has been a lot of places.
And he's wrestled for a long time.
This is heavy on vampires.
Interesting.
Yeah. So here we go.
Okay.
Number one.
One.
Cannonball Grizzly.
Real.
Very good. Number two. Vampiro Mexicano.
Real.
Fake. He actually wrestled as Vampiro Americano.
Oh.
Wait. And then guess who Vampiro Canadianese was?
Oh, I know that too. It's Gangrel, isn't it?
No, it was actually Vampiro.
Oh, okay.
Bulldog Otto.
Fake.
Real. Lestat the Vampire.
Real.
Very good. That was Gangrel. Gran Austria.
Real.
Fake. It's actually the name of a place in Austria called Gran Austria. Okay. Yeah. Bad Santa 2.
Real.
Fake. That's the name of a movie.
No, I know, but I thought it was like too obvious.
I know. Same movie.
All right.
Bad Santa. No, he actually did play. One of his, I think it was JBL, was Bad Santa at one point. But I'm not sure if that was just like at the tribute to the troops when he dressed up like
maybe.
Santa.
Yeah,
I don't
could
know.
Be, could
yeah.
be. What number are we on?
I don't know. We have 1, 2, 3. We have 6 left.
Okay. So halfway through.
Uncle Zebekiah.
Real.
Very good. Zeb Coulter.
Yeah.
Dizzy Deke.
Spell Deke, please.
D-E-E-K.
Fake.
Good. Quang.
Spell that, please.
K-W-A-N-G.
Real.
Very good. American Vampire Casanova.
Real.
Fake. Mr. TNT.
Real.
Very good. In fact, I made up Mr. TNT, then I looked up Mr. TNT, and somebody goes by Mr. TNT. Man Vampire.
Man Vampire? Yeah. What number is this?
Last.
Real.
Fake. I made it up. Man Vampire.
6.
Okay.
Two questions, yes?
Are you ready for your questions?
Yes.
These are good questions. These are very good questions.
Okay.
When JBL debuted, he was announced to be a cousin of what wrestling brothers?
In WWE or just debuted, period?
When he debuted, period.
Wrestling brothers. Yeah. A cousin of wrestling brothers. Funks.
The Wyndhams. Yeah. And on, so what Japanese promotion did JBL work for on his first tour of Japan?
All Japan Pro Wrestling.
It was something called Network of Wrestling.
Wow.
Never heard of that one.
So 6.
6. Not a great way to start the year, my friend.
Nope.
Not a great way to start the year.
Pretty mediocre.
I'm going to do better next week.
We'll see about that.
Patrons, be sure to stay tuned for the bonus episode. But for the rest of you, thank you for tuning in. We'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.